when Italy played host to the G8 summit in 2001. Its new right-wing government held the world stage for the first time. After violence had wrecked recent trade talks, Italy decided on a show of strength against protesters. 20,000 police officers were drafted. They brought with them 200 body bags. Heavy armory was available in the guise of helicopters, reconnaissance aircraft, even a warship. As pictures like this were beamed around the world, the police came in for criticism, but its images filmed under cover of darkness that may prove most damaging. This is the crucial footage before the judge at Genoa's Central Criminal Court. It shows the moment that Italian police raided the Diaz School in Genoa, where protesters were sleeping during 2001 summit of G8 world leaders. By the end of the operation, nearly 100 injured, bloodied youth would emerge. Amongst the sea of police, a British journalist, Mark Covell, can just be seen being beaten whilst lying in a pool of his own blood. Back in Genoa this week, Mark revisits the spot where the police accused him of being a member of the violent anarchist group Black Bloc.
During the first attack, I was shouting, Prenza, Prenza, journalist. And the cop that was battening me said, no, you know journalist, you Black Bloc. We're going to kill Black Bloc.
And then about 10 Carabinieri policemen then proceeded to hit me non-stop for about 5 minutes. Kicking me, punching me, hitting me with their batons, their shields. It was just no mercy. It was just endless. I really thought I was dying. It's a horrible thing when you hear your bones breaking inside you.
He was on his way to file a report about the raid when he was stopped and attacked by the police.
They're feeling the pulse of this person.
These pictures show him being treated for his injuries, which included 8 broken ribs and 10 missing teeth. But he wasn't alone. 93 people using the school as a dormitory had tried to hide that night. According to witnesses inside Diaz School, those that froze were the first to be beaten as the police entered.
We spent some time lying under the tables, hearing shouts and screams and thuds and bangs, as everybody else in the building got beaten up. And then they began bashing the door down, and the police burst in. I lay there on the floor trying to protect myself with a chair, and eventually decided, well, this was a waste of time, I'm going to get beaten up, so I might as well get it over and done with. Handed the chair to them and promptly had 3 police stand over me with batons, taking blows at me all down my left-hand side of my body, and I took 3 blows to my head.
Like others with lighter injuries, Sam was ordered into an armoured police van and taken to a local detention centre. Here, for 5 days, detainees from Diaz say they were urinated on, beaten and threatened with rape. A police witness adds one chilling detail. The beatings were carried out to the accompaniment of fascist hymns, which the prisoners were forced to sing along to. The events of that night are now the subject of 2 trials, one based around the school and the other around the detention centre. 5 Britons are giving evidence against a list of defendants that reads like a who's who of the Italian police service. In all, over 80 police chiefs, policemen and women, prison guards and prison doctors have been charged, with offences ranging from wrongful arrest and conspiracy to the planting of evidence and mental and physical abuse. In court, the judge was played the film of the raid. As well as showing Mark Covell's harrowing moments, he was told by the prosecution that the footage proves the police lied about what happened that night. The police report claims that during the raid they were being attacked by protesters with a heavy hail of objects of every kind, including stones and glass bottles, leading agents to the total conviction that those inside the building had every kind of weapon. But the judge heard that there was no attack from the school. No missiles were in fact thrown. This film is evidence of that. The prosecution further argued that the police lied in order to justify the arrests of innocent people. The defendants counter that it's not possible to tell from this video if objects are being thrown. They argued the camera cannot see the whole school. Italy's bracing itself for a general election. But as the case against its most senior policeman runs on, the fear in government is that senior politicians will be subpoenaed. in order to account for their roles during the summer of 2001.